This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A judge has ruled that Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters cannot oversee the county's elections this year. Peters is facing criminal charges for allowing an unauthorized person access to sensitive election equipment. The state has been seeking to prevent her from running this year's elections. Peters is also a candidate for Secretary of State, Colorado's top election job. She is in a primary with two other Republicans. In Mesa County's largest school district, the board president's social media post about gender has angered some parents. CPR's Tina Sieg has more.
The post is of a meme that insinuates that kindergarten teachers will decide their students' gender. District 51 board president Andrea Heights says she knows some people think it's transphobic.
But I don't see it that way. I see this as really, this was a conversation for parents to have.
Instead of teachers, she says. Heights thought the meme was funny, but Leslie Sines, mom to a transgender student, says it's dangerous.
This is the kind of thing that will push children back into hiding so they're not being who they authentically are because they're scared.
District 51 says it's received dozens of responses regarding the meme, but it hasn't taken any action. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Democrats in Colorado's U.S. House delegation are urging their Senate counterparts to take a big step to protect abortion rights. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Representatives Jason Crow, Diana DeGette, Joe Neguse, Ed Perlmutter, and more than 100 of their colleagues wrote to Senate leadership asking Democrats to get rid of the filibuster to pass a bill that would codify Roe v. Wade into federal law. But that will be an almost impossible ask. Senate Democrats already failed to change the filibuster rules earlier this year to pass a voting rights bill after two in their ranks said they opposed lowering the filibuster threshold. The Senate will vote on the abortion rights bill Wednesday, and it is expected to fall short of the 60-vote threshold. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Fire danger is high again for much of Colorado with warm and windy conditions today. This is CPR News.